Milwaukee Public Schools will get an additional $87 million annually, phased in over the next 4 years. That's after voters overwhelmingly approved a referendum allowing MPS to raise revenue through a property tax increase. The referendum funding may help MPS deal with the repercussions of the COVID-19 pandemic, which shuttered schools indefinitely beginning in March. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has the story.
Before the coronavirus hit, MPS leaders said the $87 million referendum was needed to give students the schools they deserve. They pointed out that many MPS students do not have full-time art, music, and physical education teachers. Classrooms are crowded, and the district has hundreds of uncertified emergency license teachers. The referendum is supposed to help change some of those things. And according to unofficial results, 78% of Milwaukee voters agreed to raise property taxes for that goal.
Well, I'm just elated.
Larry Miller is president of the Milwaukee School Board. He watched people stand in line for hours to vote at Riverside High School, one of the 5 consolidated polling places open in Milwaukee last Tuesday.
They came out so strongly to say yes. We need this, even in a time when there are real economic problems and unemployment is increasing, and we have the health issues with COVID-19. People are saying, we're not going to forget our children.
But critics say some children are being forgotten by this referendum. Rob Rao is in charge of the Milwaukee College Prep Network, which has 4 charter schools authorized by MPS but run independently from the district. He says the referendum will not directly benefit students at charter schools like his or the about 30,000 students in private voucher schools.
I believe MPS needs more funding, but we all need more funding. Right now, this referendum that 100% of the city taxpayers are funding is only supporting 55% of the students in the city because it's only funding students who attend traditional MPS schools.
Despite Milwaukee's fractured education landscape, MPS advocates were able to bring together a coalition of groups in support of the referendum. One of them is Leaders Igniting Transformation, or LIT, a youth activism group that's often critical of MPS. LIT Executive Director Dakota Hall says the district should use this influx of money to help students of color.
Prioritize the growth of Black and brown young people in this district. That looks like investing in more mental health support services like counselors and social workers, prioritizing restorative justice inside of schools instead of calling police, hiring more Black teachers and other teachers of color to ensure that representation in our schools matter.
There are a lot of ways MPS could spend the additional $87 million, but it's not necessarily a life-changing amount for a district with a $1.2 billion budget and a projected $20 million deficit. The district won't even see the full $87 million until 2023 because the increase is phased in over the next 4 years. The estimated annual impact on taxes is a $160 increase per $100,000 of property value. At the same time the funding will start to kick in, Dakota Hall is worried that Wisconsin's GOP-controlled legislature might cut school spending because of the COVID-19 economic downturn.
I think we as an organization are worried and preparing for that fight if they attempt to take money from MPS, because all that money needs to stay inside the district and stay with those students and not be removed at this moment. You don't cut services during a pandemic. You should actually increase services.
It's unknown how the pandemic will affect the district's budget and spending priorities. But advocates say one thing is certain. More money will help MPS weather whatever storm is ahead. Elsewhere in southeastern Wisconsin, school referendums were also approved for Mequon, Cudahy, and Kettle Moraine districts. Initial results show Racine Unified's $1 billion referendum passing by just 5 votes. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.